It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. JoJo Zamora tossed in a career-high 27 points in New Mexico State men's basketball team's 165 victory over in-state rival New Mexico Tuesday night. Zamora was 9 of 10 shooting from the floor. He was also money from downtown, shooting 6 of 6 from three-point range as the Aggies beat the Lobos for a fifth straight time. Okay, moving on to more news. For the past decade, the percentage of uninsured children in Texas was falling. But according to a new report from Georgetown University, between 2016 and 2017, that rate went up. Ashley Lopez with KUT reports Texas now has the highest percentage of children without insurance in the country.
According to the study, the rate went from 9.8 to 10.7% in that year. While the number of children who get insurance from their parents' employer did go up a little bit, children getting insurance through government programs went down. That includes Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as CHIP, and insurance through the individual market created by Obamacare. Adriana Kohler with Texans Care for Children says actions from the Trump administration and Congress led to fewer eligible children enrolling.
This is a disturbing report for anyone who wants Texas kids to get eyeglasses they need to read the board at school, mental health care to stay healthy. This is disturbing for families who want kids to get treatment for cancer before it spreads, routine checkups, and everything else that health insurance can mean for a child.
Researchers who worked on the report also say a growing number of children in mixed-status families are foregoing health care coverage their children are eligible for. They say that could also be increasing the rate of children in Texas without coverage. A quarter of citizen children in the U.S. have parents who are immigrants. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.
Some analysts have become increasingly concerned about the news coming out of the nation's capital, including commentator Peter Goodman.
Donald Trump's fixer, Michael Cohen, has pled guilty to lying to Congress to help Trump. Late in the campaign, Trump was praising Vladimir Putin and secretly still seeking a big hotel deal in Moscow. Trump tweeted, all caps, "I have nothing to do with Russia. No deals, no loans, no nothing." Last year, he said the closest he came to Russia was selling a Palm Beach mansion to a Russian oligarch 10 years ago. Trump lied to us, but Cohen lied to Congress. That's a crime. Trump may have suborned perjury. That's a crime. If the deal included a $50 million penthouse for Putin, that might violate U.S. laws, too. Putin knew Trump was lying about Trump's huge conflict of interest. That gave Putin more leverage. Trump has continued to be real nice to Russia. But many Republicans still support Trump. People who say they care about our national security, law and order, and Christian ethics. The Cohen plea suggests we'll soon hear more details of Trump's misconduct. I wonder what Trump said about the Moscow project in recent written statements to Mueller. Trump has hired a con man as his puppet attorney general and has stepped up attacks on Mueller to prepare us for Mueller's possible firing. Of course, Mueller's a Republican and a highly ethical FBI guy. But Senate Republicans showed signs of life this week. They're disgusted by Trump's closeness with Saudi Arabia, despite the murder of a journalist, and they're angry Trump won't let his CIA chief testify about that. So they may finally stop our years-long help with Saudi war crimes in Yemen. Senator Jeff Flake, the swing vote on the Judiciary Committee, says no more Trump judicial nominees get through till the Senate votes on protecting Mueller from Trump. Are these folks concerned for our country or just rats leaving a sinking ship? Voters made a huge mistake 2 years ago. Many had good reasons, such as lost jobs and dying rural counties Trump promised to revive. As voters learn more about Trump's other lies, they're also learning he can't do what he promised. He can't revive coal. It costs way too much, and the whole world is turning away from coal to help save our climate. It's hard to admit mistakes. As a kid, I felt dumb when I supported Lyndon Johnson's campaign, which portrayed Barry Goldwater as a crazy warmonger, then watched Johnson escalate the Vietnam War. The Democrats abandoned Johnson. The Republicans dropped Nixon in 1974. Sometimes our values and our national interest outweigh loyalty to a sitting president we helped elect. But these days, that's like Ohio State football fans rooting for Michigan because their head coach lied in court. Ain't gonna happen. Unless Republican leaders see that Trump's greed and lies could hurt them too.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.